Dr. Billy Graham said, strengthen your commitment to Christ now. Don't wait until the storms of temptation or sickness or old age threaten to blow you off course. Now is the time to strengthen your faith. Amen. Please recite with me or read with me the New Apostles' Creed for today. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. Right side up. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He was seen alive by Mary Magdalene and the other women, the disciples, and over 500 other brethren. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the dead, and the life everlasting. Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. As we continue to deal with the family verses, God's instructions to husbands, to wives, to fathers, to mothers, and to children, and God's instructions to all of us on how to deal with the devil, the enemy, and the force of evil in the world. And all of it must be done if your family is going to survive and thrive. If your family is going to move the ball forward and get things done for the kingdom of God, for the glory of God. Verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Stephen J. Cole continues in his commentary on this passage. He says, even if there were no blessings promised, we should obey God because of who He is. But here he graciously attaches a promised blessing. But Paul's comment that this is the first commandment with a promise, he says, is a bit puzzling. Scholars point out that the second commandment, not to make any idols, promises that God will show loving kindness to those who love Him and keep His commands. But as Calvin explains, that promise was not confined to that particular command, but extends to the whole law. So the promise attached to the fifth commandment was the first specific promise among the ten commandments and the first of many promised blessings for obedience. Amen, somebody. So Paul's comment, of course, was right. And it is particularly interesting that God put a promise of special blessing upon the children who obey their parents and who honor their parents. Let's pray for the family. Holy Father God, we pray that you would save those who do not know you as Savior. Have your Holy Spirit to heal in those families that do not have the benefit of having you in their lives. Have your Holy Spirit to rather open their blinded eyes and stop their deaf ears and save their souls. And Lord, for families that name the name of Christ, we pray that your Holy Spirit would work mightily in the hearts and lives of each person in the family to confess sin, to repent of sin, to turn from their evil ways, and be the husband, wife, and children that they should be, so that they can have your peace, your joy, your order, and your decency in their homes. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our devotional passage for today is Psalm 119, 81 through 88. As we continue to march through the Psalms, but let's make sure that the Psalms march through us. The Bible reads, "My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke. Yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth." Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Lord, give us greater understanding of it with the purpose of obeying it and living by it and sharing it with others. And Lord, fill us with your holy word and fill us with your Holy Spirit to do your will based upon your holy word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, regarding this passage, Dr. Matthew Henry writes, "The psalmist sought deliverance from his sins, his foes, and his fears. Hope deferred made him faint. His eyes failed by looking out for this expected salvation. But when the eyes fail, yet faith must not fail." Amen, somebody. His affliction was great. He was become like a leathern bottle, which if hung up in the smoke is dried and shriveled up. We must ever be mindful of God's statutes. the days of the believers' mourning shall be ended. They are but for a moment compared with eternal happiness. I hope you got that. Allow me to repeat that in your hearing. The days of the believers' mourning, and you will have days of mourning and pain and heartache and difficulty and frustration in this world. It is the nature of the beast. One day the believers' mourning shall be ended. They are but for a moment compared with eternal happiness and joy. Amen, somebody. It's not going to be forever, people. Just go on through it. You say, I'm going through hell. Just keep on walking. Make sure you go through hell and don't stay in hell. His enemies use craft as well as power for his ruin. In contempt of the law of God, the commandments of God are true and faithful guides in the path of peace and safety. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in prayer for the estates. You should know what the estates are now. So let's get to it. Holy Father God, we pray for church leadership. We pray for the church as a whole under you, that you would forgive us of our sin of prayerlessness, and forgive us for praying to you and asking you for revival when we should be about revival, praying that we can get on revival ground by your grace, by trusting in you, loving you back, fearing you, respecting you, and obeying you, being faithful to you, by turning from our wicked ways and humbling ourselves and seeking your face and getting back to you, our first love. And so, Lord, help us to get on revival ground. Help us to get on praying ground. And Holy Father God, that is in your church. And we also pray now for the government. And we pray for the president and all government leaders, based upon your holy word, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, which says, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We pray for President Donald Trump, just as we have prayed for every president daily since President Ronald Reagan. And we pray for President Donald Trump's true salvation and repentance in his own life. And we pray for salvation, spiritual, family, life, protection, and provision, blessings upon his family and upon his administration. And we pray the same for Vice President Mike Pence. We pray for First Lady Melania Trump, Second Lady Karen Pence, all White House staff, including Deputy Director of Political Affairs Brian Jack. We pray for all leaders of federal agencies, including Office of Government Ethics Director David J. Apol, all state governors, including Hawaii Governor David Igee. We pray for all city mayors, including Gilbert, Arizona Mayor Jen Daniels. We pray for all members of Congress, including Arizona Senator John McCain. And we pray for all law enforcement officials, including Winston-Salem, North Carolina Police Chief Katrina A. Thompson. And Lord, we thank you for the federal, state, and local officers who worked tirelessly to catch and to destroy the mad bomber of Austin in the wee hours of this morning. And again, I thank you for my daughter, Daniqua Grace, handling that story for one of our publications, 3 o'clock this morning or thereabouts. And Holy Father God, thank you for hearing and answering prayer, because none of us want to be walking around thinking that we can be bombed to death by a person who does not even care for his own life. And so, Lord, we pray for all military leaders, including, of course, Secretary of Defense, James Mad Dog Mattis. We pray for Admiral William F. Moran. We pray for him, Vice Chief of Naval Operations. We pray for the leaders of nations around the world, including Kenya's President, Kenyatta, President Kenyatta. We pray for Benjamin Netanyahu and for the peace of Jerusalem and Israel as well. And we pray for the people, the citizens in this country and around the globe. And through democracy, the people are king. And so, Lord, the way the people go, the way the nation goes. And we pray that your Holy Spirit would work mightily, along with your Holy Gospel going out through your local churches, through evangelists and missionaries across this country and around the globe, that your Holy Spirit would help people to understand the Gospel and to be saved. And Lord, we pray that you would lead, guide, and direct us all after being saved in the path of righteousness. And we pray for all media, traditional and new media, that you will save those who don't know you as Savior, revive and strengthen those who are, and help everybody to tell the truth and to lead the people correctly without bias and without evil intent. And Holy Father God, we pray for current events, not to inform you, but to not to even impress you, of course, but to be obedient to you, because we understand and know that you know all about these things far better than we'll ever know. And we pray that you would have mercy and grace upon the people and comfort the people regarding the high school shooting in Great Mills, Maryland, where two students were injured in an unnecessary act of stupidity and foolishness. And the shooter at 17 is dead. A tragedy all around, and the spirit and the mood and the scene in that school will never be the same, even though people will be encouraged to march manfully onward. It will never be the same. It will always be remembered. And so we pray that you'll comfort these families that have been devastated, some possibly destroyed. We pray for the comfort of the families of four people killed in bombings in Afghanistan. And we pray for the comfort of the families of three people killed in a hotel fire in Manila, Philippines, for the recovery of the 23 who were injured. We also pray, Lord, for the families of those killed by bombs and injured by bombs by the mad bomber of Austin. Because even though he's dead and put out of his misery, so to speak, except for the fact that he's probably in hell, we don't know. We leave that into your hands. but the people who have been killed and injured, their lives go on in pain and misery. Comfort them as only you can. In Jesus Christ's name, we continue to pray. Lord, we pray for prayer requests, and we pray for all of the people in the hundreds who have sent in prayer requests down through the years. Hear and answer their prayers, and hear and answer our prayers for them. We pray for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life, protection, and provision blessings upon them and upon all of us. And hear and answer their prayers, and hear and answer our prayers for them. And Lord, we pray for some by name. We pray for Eric. Please heal his daughter of asthma and breathing problems, and provide them with the money for a medical device. Bless their crusades and soul-winning efforts, and provide them with Bibles, tracts, food, clean water, shelter, and transportation. Lord, we pray for Jordan. Please give his wife spiritual and emotional healing. Help her to open her heart and fully surrender to you. Break all generational curses and ungodly soul ties in their lives. Do that in all Christian families. And we pray for Katerina. Please improve, bless, and lead her relationship with Dijon. Give them wisdom in their behavior toward each other. Make them a strong Christian couple, and help them to get married soon. We pray for Bruno. Please be with all believers who are being persecuted. Increase and renew our faith every day by your grace. And Lord, we pray for those who have trusted you as Savior through this ministry. And we pray for all of the hundreds of folks who have gotten saved through this ministry down through the years. And we pray that they all would grow in the faith. We pray for Dee. We pray for Suraday. And we pray for Ellie. And Lord, we also pray for those who have recommitted their lives to you. We pray for George, we pray for Lola, and we pray for Nathan. And we pray that you'll help them to stand strong and never become or get into a backslidden state again. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning our devotional reading is titled Turn Darkness to Light by Dr. Billy Graham, who is now home with the Lord. John 3:19 says, "Light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light." The world's difficulty is summed up in the words, "And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness understood it not." The light of Easter is shining, but men refuse to turn to its healing rays for forgiveness of sin. Redemption and salvation. Thus Christ is being rejected by the overwhelming majority of humanity today. As a result, men stumble on in spiritual darkness, blindly toward destruction, judgment, and hell. In the midst of the darkness and void, at the creation of the world, God said, "Let there be light." Amen, somebody. In your own mind, rather, in your own mind, darkened, will paralyze the conscience, dulled soul. God can make the light penetrate and turn the darkness of your own life in today, if you will let him. So keep that in mind. Many of you are living in spiritual darkness, confused, frustrated, disturbed, and fearful. Let the light come into your heart by faith. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for blessing us to have this time together around your holy word in prayer first thing in the morning before we do anything else of any real significance. Have mercy and grace, Lord, upon us all. Forgive us of our sins and save us all. And Lord, we pray that you would fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit. Help, Lord, those who don't know you as Savior to take heed to what they just heard from your servant Billy Graham and understand the time is now. And we pray that your Holy Spirit would move mightily upon the hearts of the people who are listening, open their blinded eyes, and save their eternal souls. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to save your soul, your eternal soul, from hell and save it to heaven to be with God. Yes, this is a positive thing if you want to go to heaven and you want to be with God and Jesus Christ throughout eternity. But this is also a negative thing. If you choose not to trust Christ as Savior, you're consigning your soul to hell to spend eternity. There's no other place for you because God is not going to tolerate your sin and your evil in heaven where he is. That's not happening. So I would encourage you lovingly to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved today. To help you get there, first understand with me and accept the fact that you are a sinner, as I am, as the Pope is, as Jesus, Billy Graham was, and Jesus Christ is his Savior. And Jesus Christ is the Savior of the whole world. And everybody who goes to heaven must go through him. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So we're all sinners, and we have broken God's commandments, God's laws, haven't we? The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of sin. You're looking at, I know I look handsome and healthy and wonderful right now, but you're looking at a dying man. One day I will cease to exist. I will grow old and die. Once walking on this earth, gone and buried, my body buried in the earth. And because of God's grace, my soul will go to heaven because I trusted Christ as Savior December the 19th, 1979, when I was 19 years old. But if you died today and you never trusted Christ as Savior, you wanted to live a life of sin and selfishness, and you wanted to live the way you wanted to live, instead of submitting to Christ and trusting him as Savior and repenting of your sins, you would go to hell. And Jesus Christ made it very clear that hell will be your home if you don't trust him as Savior. The great scholar who taught at Oxford and Cambridge C.S. Lewis said that Jesus, no one preached more clearly about the subject of hell than Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Now that is bad news, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said himself in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have," that is perish in hell, "but have everlasting life." Curtis Hudson said, "That is the gospel in a nutshell." All you have to do is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins as the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, was buried and rose on the third day. And all you have to do is pray, believing in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he will save you. He will. And give you a home in heaven, because he wants to fellowship with you throughout eternity. Pray with me right now what is called the sinner's prayer, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for my sins, was buried, and rose again, as the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world once and for all, including mine. Thank you for saving my soul. For Jesus Christ's sake, please, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you just trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God in the Bible, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Yes, it is as simple as that. Why would God make it difficult for such wicked people as we are? He made it simple and easy for anybody to get saved, to trust in Christ and be saved. The Queen of England has professed her faith in Christ, just like the man on Skid Row who has nothing, who's going to the Union Mission tonight and is going to serve as an usher at the chapel. So everybody can understand the gospel. Everybody can be saved. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you is my prayer.
Just like you said you would.